Hey, group chat, I know y'all see my text.
There's tea to be spilled.
Each week, we're bringing you our unfiltered take on culture, news, dating, and our lives as Black millennial women. We're coming to y'all with the honesty and eye rolls that only a text chain with your girls can. This is Black Girls Texting with Chelsea, Glenn, and Sade.
You're just excited. Go ahead, Chelsea. Switch it up.
Okay, we're back. It's all three of us. missing the gals. Good to see you guys on the mic, on the ones and twos. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm on like crack. I had coffee and I'm like losing my mind.
I just had a midday like
Glenn
cocktail.
Wants to be like, fuck you. I want to be on the beach.
She had a cocktail.
I was at the pool with a friend of the show, who y'all both know very well, but I'm not gonna blow up her spot, but yeah, we were having drinks.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but. Oh.
I still don't know who you said, but such a nice
time. It was so cute.
Amazing. Yeah. I love that.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're all three here again, two times in a row.
Woohoo!
Good job.
Not good job. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll start.
Let's kick it off.
I have a silly one. So, you know how I was posting, and this is from a long time ago because I just keep a list at this point for whenever we get together. But I posted bikini pics literally last month from my trip. And when I zoomed into my crotch, it looked like I had a penis. And I went into a deep dive and found out that women are liposuctioning their vaginas.
That sounds very dangerous.
You know how like the Kardashians have like really small ones?
Yeah.
And so like in bikinis, it's just like perfectly smooth and like, it's almost like nothing's there, like a Barbie.
Yeah.
People are doing that.
I have a Barbie vagina.
Everybody loves a fat pum pum girl.
I have a very small vagina.
I have a fat. Mine is a fat one.
So I'm like, what are you? I'm like, it, for me, I'm like, what are you lipoing? Damn, now I feel like I need to like Google it.
Yeah, they're getting it like.
But small. That's so scary because like, at least. Maybe it's a smaller needle, but like the lipo needle, if you ever watch people get lipo, it's so big. I would not want that anywhere near my kibbles and bits. Like, absolutely not.
Maybe it's not lipo, but it's something to make it like not there. Like the lips are like flat.
No, girl. Plus, I thought men liked that. It's on all the Jamaican songs.
Yeah. Fat pum pum girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Leave your
vaginas alone. That is just not, that's not it. Well, yeah. Speaking of bikini pics and vagina shots, I am replying to my trip to Costa Rica. I actually didn't take that many pictures. I'm really bad. I was actually looking when you posted that and I was like, oh, I should try to take more pictures, but I'm so bad at it. I'm so, so bad at it. Like, I'll do a little something and then it's either going to be like a full on photo shoot, which like my man.
Right. I'm like, I feel like you'd be taking photo
I know,
shoots.
But like, he's not going to support. He's going to be like, let's go. Yeah. What are you doing? So like, I feel like I have to do that right. with my girls because he's not engaging with me. So I'd get like a little something here and there. And then I'd try to get some selfies. And then I was like, no, it's not giving. So I honestly like had some fire bikinis and I was like, I'm saving these for my friend's wedding when I'll be in Cabo and like I have the girls to help me do a shoot. Cause I was like, I'm not wasting these. I put on the little same old bikini. I was like, y'all not getting my cute ass, expensive ass bikinis that I invested in. Y'all are getting Well, I'm not gonna say it. No, I would never. I'm not gonna name names because I don't want to like diminish these brands. They're great brands, but it's not, you know, my creme de la creme. But I'm still a travel elitist.
You look cute,
in case anyone was wondering, I still very much believe in my version of travel being the best, which is a combination of rest and relaxation and exploring and hanging out with the locals. I was in Jaco, Costa Rica. Absolutely do not recommend. It's beautiful. Oh, no. It is beautiful, but it is just filled with gringos and tourists. Lots of sex tourism, which I just am very disturbed by. So a lot of the women are in prostitution, big groups of men going down there, from old white men to groups of, unfortunately, young black men. I was accosted many times by myself. I think they thought I was Costa Rican, and they were like yelling like, mommy, mommy, my friend want to talk to you. Come here, come here. And I was like, this is crazy and very disrespectful. And it just made it feel like very seedy and sketchy. This is no disrespect to the people of Jaco. They were amazing. Like, the local people I met were amazing, but they're doing what they got to do to get their coin. And so the town has just kind of turned into Gringolandia, which I am not a fan of. So I think I want to go back, but I want to go to maybe areas that are a little less touched. And what I've learned, I was on the Pacific side, and what I learned is like, you have the Jaco, which is a little like sex tourism, very like catering to whatever, I'm gonna be mean, basic Americans. Like, I was just hearing like hip hop and pop everywhere, and I was like, ugh, gross. Like, I don't want to come here and listen to Britney Spears. Like, why would I do that? And then I heard that, like, more north of where I was, it's very, like, Tulumanati. So, like, dance, electro, whites without shoes on. Also not my vibe. I don't know which one I despise more. I think I equally despise them both. So still looking for, like, my place. But in terms of just the country, beautiful country. Oh, my gosh. Beautiful people. I actually talked to one of my tour guides. We did like ATVs and zip lining, and he put me onto a spot, which was more of a local spot. They were doing like karaoke. They were doing salsa dancing. So like that I loved. Cute. Of course, the ladies of the night was bringing they tricks in there. And I was like,
hey, trends. Yeah.
But I was like, girl, get your coin. Exceptional singers. That was lovely. Great local beer.
How was the food?
Food was cute. I had some of the best Jamaican food I've ever had in my life there. There's a big influx of Jamaicans in Costa Rica. They migrated there for work, as most Caribbean people do, and really maintain a lot of their culture. They were actually quite segregated for a while. And so they held on to a lot of their like customs, but you definitely see this like blend of the Spanish and English. Yeah. So I'm going to give Costa Rica, from my experience, an 8 out of 10. I think it can 100% be a 10 out of 10, just in terms of like landscape, people, food, vibes. It was just that particular location was not it. Extremely safe. I went down a rabbit hole of why it's so safe. They abolished their military in 1948 and invested a lot of their money in like education, infrastructure, community. And so the way you might imagine Central America, like El Salvador or Nicaragua, which is unsafe because of imperialism, colonialism, and the influences of the United States of America ruining everything, Costa Rica said, so they didn't have those problems. But yeah, beautiful, beautiful place. I highly, highly, highly recommend. San Jose, the capital, not as
she's a little dry,
safe, a little dry. I did do a really cool tasting menu at this restaurant called Silvestre, which kind of elevates Costa Rican traditional food in this like really cool way. So I would recommend that, but like, I would really just do a night there to like not have to drive forever and then get to the airport.
Do the long drives.
Or you can do like a small plane, like from the city to the beaches, so that you don't have to be like driving 3-4 hours to the beaches. But yeah. Oh, sorry, because I have notes. Quick read. The Atlanta airport. What the fuck? It is terrible. Oh,
it's terrible. It's
absolutely
terrible.
Atrocious. I rather fly and lay over in Milwaukee. What the fuck was that? I left customs. You know, she's a global entry doll. So I was like, bloop. And then to connect, had to get on another line. It was literally going in like a fucking, I don't even know. I'm doing hand gestures. Like the line was so long. It was like circling around all the baggage claim because it was just
clear pre-check doesn't matter.
Well, no, this wasn't even on the outside of the airport. This was on the inside, connecting from like international going into domestic. So unorganized. Mm-hmm. The staff was so nasty. They were like, pull out your passports, pull out your passports. If I can't see your passport, you're not going by. Let's go, let's go. And then like when you're going to security, they're like, put your phones away, put your phones away. I don't want to see no phone. You don't need your phone or your passport right now. I'm like, I have a mother. Her name's Sabrina, and she lives in Orlando, Florida. I don't know who the fuck you think you are talking to me like this. You have lost your ever-loving mind. I kept it all calm and collected. I had some crackers and I had some water. Of course, my boyfriend had to pop off at somebody, and I was like,
for real?
Yeah, because then when we were on the AirTran, it was really crowded, and the women who were like assisting people with wheelchairs were also being a little nasty. But I get it. Like, you're frustrated, you're working, but they were like, wheelchairs coming through, move, move, move. And he was like, we heard you the first time.
Oh,
I was like, why you had to say something? And you know, she popped right back off. I said, oh, you're not going to win this. You're not going to win this. She had the...
Yeah, you don't want to be on the no-fly list.
So yeah, just no, never again. That's all. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Did you see the man that smuggled himself onto a Delta plane recently? Mm-hmm.
Girl. Wait, what?
People were holding their phones up like this and looking at their tickets on their phones.
Like Southwest.
It was Delta, girl. It was Delta, man. It was Delta. It was. It was Delta.
I'm sure it was.
Well, he didn't make it.
It was Delta.
Listeners, Sade is a Delta. She's on their marketing team. So,
So he took a picture of this woman's phone that had her ticket up, and he showed it, and it scanned, and he got on the plane, and then he hid in the bathroom while everybody sat down, and then he came out to try to find a seat, but it was a completely full flight. Ooh. And so they removed him.
Yeah, he tried it.
Why didn't he wait till the plane went up?
That would have been, that would have been crazy, but... I mean, I guess they would check and see that there's people in the bathroom,
no,
right?
No, they don't necessarily always.
Honestly, they check that, though?
It was a little bit smart. The strategy was smart. No. He was going standby, I want to say, for like Southwest or something.
That's what it was. That's why I thought it was Southwest. Yes.
That's why you got, he had a Southwest standby, but then he couldn't get on their standby. So then he's like, let me try to get on.
I don't even think he was on standby.
Yeah, and then that's why he's like, let me try to get on this Delta.
Chose a good airline to try to smuggle himself onto, but it didn't work.
Man, fuck Delta. They paid me $750 the other day.
So why are you mad at them?
And, well, I'll tell you guys more as to how I got that offline, but fuck them.
A1 customer service. I love them.
Glenn, do you have anything?
No, I mean, I'm just, loving my life. Mako.
No, she's going to say, I had a great weekend.
Oh, yes. Yeah. My favorite.
I did have a great weekend. I went to a music festival. I saw Kendrick Lamar perform. He was fucking amazing. I was like, wow. I haven't seen Kendrick in concert in years. I saw him early in his career, like at a small venue in LA. And when he was done with his performance, he came through and like shook everybody's hand and was like, thanks for coming, bro. Yeah, it was like amazing. This performance was no joke. I was just talking with a friend of the show who was also there, and she was like, yo, the mic was on. This man was rapping OD, spitting, like at the paces that he raps at, and like the wordplay and like the shit that he does with his voice. It was like legendary. I was really impressed.
I like Kendrick.
I was like, wow, I need to Yeah, I haven't like really been on him in a minute, and made me want to like revisit.
His last album was so good. Wait, so how did y'all get the little VIP experience?
And now a word from our sponsors.
Hey group chat, it's Shade, and I'm so excited about what I'm about to share. Like, beyond. If you've been listening to the show, you know I've been on my natural hair journey for the millionth time, so back and forth, and I'm really doing my best to not put heat on my hair, but every now and again you want a little bust down little part, or every now and again you want a cute little bob moment. I live for a bob, and I've always been so afraid of wigs. So Love Me Hair reached out to us recently, and they asked if we would be willing to speak about their wigs, and sat and did our research, and really were loving the wigs on their website. And you know I love a wig with a bayang. So I was really excited to see all the options that they had. Y'all, when I tell you this wig came in the mail and I immediately put it on, immediately feeling myself, I felt like I had an alter ego, okay? We're calling her Jessica. She's that girl. It's giving me like just baddie vibes, baddie energy, and I love it so much. I'm actually gonna pop it out this weekend, so I need to go get a quick little braid down, and I'm looking forward to it because it just makes it so much easier than having to go and get braids, which I'm also trying to avoid right now, and it's way, way better than putting heat on my hair. Now, besides me and my own personal hair journey, these wigs are great really for anyone. They're glueless lace, they're easy to install, and they're ready to go. They're super cozy and comfortable. They're quality wigs at affordable prices, and we're coming to you with a sale. So use code BGT27. Again, that's code BGT27. And it's valid for 1 month. So from the day of this episode airing through the 3rd of May, and you'll get 27% off. And that's going to be at shoplovemehair.com. That's shoplovemehair.com. Tell them that Black Girls Texting sent you and get your 27% off, okay? You're going to have a little cute curly wig for the summer. You can have a bust down wig for the summer. I'm ready. Like, when y'all see me outside, don't go pointing out that it's a wig though, all right? Thanks, guys. Hey, group chat, it's me, Shade. Are you all tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card and tell them Black Girls Texting sent you. Hey, group chat. Have you ever wondered what's in the products you use on a daily basis? Elle, like the letter, is a brand committed to providing you period care products inspired by nature, made without dyes, fragrances, and synthetic pesticides. Their pads have a breathable cotton top layer and plant-based core, and their tampons contain an organic cotton core. Not only can you feel good about Elle's ingredients, but also Elle's price. With tampons and pads that protect for under $5 a month, Elle believes access to period care is not only a fundamental right for everyone, but an opportunity for change as well. That's why Elle is on a mission to make exceptional period care accessible for all by providing funding each year to nonprofit community-based organizations around the world. And their focus on period care accessibility, menstrual health education, and employment opportunities. So if you're looking for a brand that aligns with your values of giving back and using products inspired by nature, look no further than Elle. If you want to learn more about their mission or browse their full range of products, visit their website at thisiselle.com. And the next time you're in the period care aisle, look for Elle pads and tampons. Choose love, choose Elle, and tell them that Black Girls Texting sent you. Hey, group chat, it's Sade, and y'all know I love to shop black, okay? There's a whole collection of black-led products that fit into your daily lifestyle, and you can show Black founders some love so easily, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart. So go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned brands you can add to your daily routine. Some of my personal favorites are the Do Hair Care. They get my twists out popping. Okay. The Lip Bar. They have a red lip that can go on any hue. And if you have not tried Partake cookies, they are so delicious. So I highly recommend you go on over to walmart.com/blackandunlimited and tell them that Black Girls Texting sent you.
Toyota is doing big things helping grassroots community organizations across the country with its Nudge campaign. The Nudge campaign reflects Toyota's commitment to supporting and furthering the success of those who need it most. A few months ago, Toyota debuted the After the Nudge podcast. The podcast is a 7-episode limited series hosted by acclaimed journalist Soledad O'Brien and former NBA All-Star J.R. Smith. It features conversations with community organizations that Toyota nudged via $10,000 microgrants. We get to find out what happens after the nudge. On the After the Nudge podcast, you'll hear from founders and leaders like Paulana Lamonier from Black People Will Swim, Dr. Khalid El Hakim from the Black History 101 Mobile Museum, Demetrius Harris from Fly Compton Foundation, and others. Learn how a simple nudge from Toyota helped boost their momentum, amplify their movements, and or propelled them to greater heights. Look for the Toyota After the Nudge podcast on toyota.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. And now we're back with more Black Girls Texting.
We had the plug. But our friend used to work for the company that produces the festival. So they had this like friends and family area called the Club. He was in the Club. Bruh, they had special areas in the front for us to watch the show. They had fucking shuttles to take us from stage to stage. The one moment that we decided to walk to another stage, my friend got her phone stolen in one of the tents. I was like, oh, child, let's go back.
Yeah, is it Laura? Did show. Laura get her phone stolen again?
No, it wasn't Laura.
Oh, I'm like, bitch, no. Keep your phone in a fanny pack.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. It was fly. I saw a lot of people. It was so fun. But yeah, in general, I just been telling people how much I'm enjoying being in Mexico City. Like I've been working a lot since I've been here, working the whole time. But then I'll just like get to step outside and go for a little walk, and I'm like, oh fuck yeah, I'm here. It's beautiful. And it's beautiful and it's warm. And this is like a city that excites me, and I'm like restored by that. So yeah, I'm happy to be here. I'm here for another 2-ish weeks for like an overall 6-week stint. It's totally confirmed for me the fact that I need to relocate.
Please get a 2-bed, so yeah. Preferably a 3-bedroom actually, so you can have an office and a guest room.
yeah, I need to relocate.
Thanks.
That's happening.
Shadi, are you cold in New York?
Yes and no. It's been like 50s. It's more so that it's just like rainy and dreary. Like 50s is tolerable. Little sweatshirt, little jacket. But the rain is the blow. But I'm like, okay, March, April showers, gonna bring the May flowers. So I'm being patient. But I'm also out this bitch.
I thought it was April showers.
I said March because it's raining and it's March, but we're almost in April. So
added her own skin.
You get the gist. I'm out of here. I'm out of here very soon. So don't matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long layover.
Yeah. It's sunny here. what was I going to say? Okay, are you guys watching anything? Because I have 3 recommendations for our listeners.
I am, but yes, please.
Okay. So the first one is called The Clearing on Hulu. The synopsis, it's like a, what is it called? Limited series. So it's only the one season. And it's an Australian show. It's about a woman who must face the demons from her past in order to stop the kidnapping and coercion of innocent children in the future.
I was about to write that down.
Okay. It's good. It's like a little creepy.
Yeah, I was like,
what'd you say?
Like a sci-fi situation?
No, not sci-fi. But no. It has flashbacks and flash
child trafficking. Okay.
Yes, but not like sex trafficking. But yeah, cults. There's a lot of stuff going on. You should watch it. I think it's pretty good.
I love a cult.
The other one is called, I forgot the name, but it's the Freaknik documentary. Mm-hmm. Did y'all watch it on Hulu?
No, I can't access Hulu in this country.
Get a VPN.
Girl. Oh, girl, get a VPN.
It doesn't work. I've been trying. I have a VPN. They're like, we could tell you're on a VPN.
Never heard of it.
Damn.
Yeah. What is that?
Well, what do you think of the Hulu? What do you think of the Freaknik one, Chare? Did you learn anything?
Give it a 6.5. It started off well. Then I feel like it lost me a little bit. But overall, yeah, I learned a lot. I like how they, just spoke about like the culture. But then when they started kind of getting to like the demise and the downfall, I was kind of like,
The truth?
Not even so much the truth, but like just in terms of the pace of the documentary. So not even content wise, but I felt like it was like really nicely paced, like, yeah. And then it was like, demise. And I was like, oh, damn.
Fair. Yeah, they've definitely ruined it. Okay, and then the last one is another it's like a docu-series, Quiet on Set, about Nickelodeon. Oh,
yeah. I haven't seen it, but I've heard a lot about it.
So I started it. I watched episode one, and it's actually insane that we let that shit rock. Like, the Ariana Grande scene.
I saw that clip. It's disgusting.
Literally giving a hand job to a potato and then sitting upside down, pouring water on her face and chest and on her mouth. Like, it is so strange. Yeah. Very weird, but also interesting to learn the history. Also to learn the rise and fall of Amanda Bynes, because I feel like we kind of forget how huge of a star she was when we were younger. Like, for a young girl to literally have her own sketch comedy show, huge. But yeah, it is good. I only watch episode one, so I'm still watching, but these people are evil. Hollywood is a strange place.
Mm-hmm. Holly weird.
Holly weird. And I'm excited to keep watching, though.
Speaking of which, does anybody know what's happening with Diddy? Because I've been trying to figure it out, and it's so many parts.
He's probably going to jail.
I know there's a drug mule that he was caught with, a white man on a plane.
The pink cocaine.
The 2C. I guess Young Miami brought him some 2C on a plane. Apparently.
Allegedly.
Which is crazy, allegedly. Yeah, so it's giving he's going to get locked up.
And then
up.
They found video cameras in all of the rooms, and they found in the house that they raided, their houses that they raided, like every room had a video camera, and there was footage of very famous people doing very illegal things.
Yeah, that nigga's going to jail. Mm-hmm. And overall, because I don't want to focus on him too much. Like, I don't want to give him too much energy. I think people know. But what I am like appreciating about this era is like almost like the reckoning, like so many things are being exposed. I hope it leads to more exposing, because so many
your dad is next dirt.
Oh, listen, the psychic already said what was going down next. And I believe what that white lady says.
Oh, I don't know about the psychic, but I know that man was doing some predator things.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, he was.
Honestly, all of them, so many, and it was just the norm. And so I think that when I say the reckoning, I think that it's like people have done dirt, people continue doing dirt, but now I think people are like, oh, wait, I can't get away with that. Like, so even if you are just a nasty soul, a nasty spirit, it's not like, oh, well, I can abuse and get away with it. Cause like, no, baby, TikTok is alive and well, and all these people, like the receipts are coming out. So I'm really thinking that it's putting people's holding them a little bit more to the fire and making them think through their actions. I think when a lot of this happened and continued to happen, it was a time when men just felt like they had ultimate control. And I know in some cases men still do feel like they have ultimate control, but I think these situations will show them to think twice. And not quite related, but I don't know if you all heard Chuck Schumer spoke on the Senate floor about U.S. and Israeli relations, and essentially was like, this needs to be rectified because this generation is not fucking with Israel, and Netanyahu is a problem, and we need to shift sentiments around Israel and Israel's behavior from these basically like extremists. Now, I don't fully support everything that Chuck Schumer has to say, but just the fact that a Jewish senator and an American senator is openly saying like we need to check Israel's behavior is huge. I don't think we would have seen this even a year ago. And it really shows, I think, that this generation, and I'll include millennials, but just this age, this time that we're in, is holding people to the fire. You see now all these politicians switching up what they got to say because they're realizing y'all not getting the vote that easy. And I hope that we continue to do this and push things because revolutions are uncomfortable. People got to go down. Shit has to happen. I'm just like so distraught by the lives that have to have been lost, but I hope that they were not lost in vain and that there is actual progress as we think about not just what's happening in Palestine, but what's happening globally when it comes to imperialism. And yeah, this shit's not going to fly no more. I hope and pray.
Okay. Did you guys also see... Did you guys also see this trend on TikTok of like women getting like punched in the face in New York?
Oh, I heard about it, but I don't know what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like all these videos of these girls being like, I just got punched in the face.
Yeah. Apparently, if you're like looking down on your phone, men are like punching women in the face. Sick.
No, that's crazy.
Watch out.
It's a trend.
Careful.
Yeah. Yeah. Be careful. Keep your head on.
And then the shooting on the on the subway was fucking crazy. Yeah, I'm definitely.
I hate them blue lines.
My head on the swivel. Yeah, the A train is bad news.
Yeah, it's bad.
And I really don't know what's going to happen because it seems like they're going to pass this like congestion fees in the city, so like $15 fees if you're driving in certain parts of the city at certain times to encourage less people to drive.
Right,
great for maybe the environment, but the subway systems are not
prepared
par for that in terms of just like safety and efficiencies.
Safety.
So I don't know what that looks like. I hope it doesn't necessarily lead to like more police presence in a negative way. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. Shit is weird.
Yeah. Did you guys see that bridge collapse video in Baltimore? Mm-hmm. Fucking terrifying.
So
like,
scary.
I hope everyone... So when I got my car, the first thing my husband got for me was this little tool, and it breaks the window and cuts the seatbelt that you like should keep in your car. So if you don't have one, you should have one. Not that that necessarily could have helped the people that died on that bridge,
but that's a good point.
Yeah, just to have something, because I'm just like, if that bridge goes down and you're in your car and it happens so fast,
right?
And the windows are up, like, how? What do you do?
Yeah, it's so scary. And
I don't know what happened with the relief efforts.
The last I saw, they like stopped searching because of weather conditions. It was like too hard for them to do more cold diving. So I think terrible. Like whoever was not found is kind of like assumed to be dead, but now they just want to like retrieve the bodies for the families.
Damn. Yeah. And in case you like, if a listener doesn't know what happened, there was a ship that hit one of the, it seemed like one of the support beams on the bridge. Mm-hmm. And the entire bridge collapsed with people like literally on the bridge. And it's cold right now there. I'm sure that water is freezing. So definitely a lot of deaths, but there's been this like controversy around like some racism associated with this, because there were some, I believe they were migrant workers like working on the bridge. And then that leads to the whole conversation of DEI, like people saying, oh, well, those people were incompetent and trying to blame them.
Who said
for
that?
People are saying weird shit right now. Have you not? Have you heard the whole DEI stuff? And they're saying, what are they calling it? Let me find it. There's like a new DEI. Hold on. Didn't earn it.
Oh. You know these white people are always gonna be bad. And I'm going to say something so terrible and I don't give a fuck it's being said. But I would be mad too if I came to a country, literally was handed free labor to be successful and fumbled the bag. You mad because you fumbled the fucking bag, and people of color are so resilient and you have none of that in your DNA. So all you have is hater DNA. Like, ooh, get up on your fucking bootstraps. How about you do that? The fuck? That's disgusting. Ugh. Can't stand it. Well, completely shifting gears. Yeah. I'm on my soapbox about self-care, caring for your body. If you haven't heard me rant about this in the past, I just have like the joints and body parts of an 89-year-old man. And so much of my frustration with this is like realizing how little we know about like our bodies and how little it's supported, because I think just in general, like the Western approach is more like caring for something after it happens versus preventative care. So we don't learn that much, but I've gone down like TikTok holes and YouTube holes. I've been in PT and I'm just seeing such a difference with like understanding my body and like really just like building up like the muscle strength and the flexibility so that I don't have to have a knee replacement or a hip replacement or have back problems. And the things I'm learning are so crazy about like how everything's interconnected. Like you might have back pain, but come to find out it's really that your ankles are shitty. Like who would think to strengthen their ankles and that have anything to do with their back? But like it's all so connected. And like PSA, all of our more millennial older folks, if you're sitting down a lot working from home, just stretch, move your body, work your hip flexors, abductors, adductors. It's so important and will hopefully save you money long term, save you from just aches and pains, because like our bodies are not meant to be cooped up sitting at desks like all crouched up. And it takes little small efforts to just make those improvements, but it's crazy the differences that I've seen in just like certain exercises and stretches that I had no idea about. Like, you know, people do the typical like touch your toes, whatever, like move your arms, like pull your hamstring, but there's like shit that I'm like, oh, like this is connected to that and that's how that works. Like, oh wow, okay, I didn't know that that's what that was doing. And like fixing that has been like life-changing. And so I'm on my journey, baby, y'all just wait, I'm about to be a fucking yogi,
period.
No, I love that. I went to Myo Detox.
Yes. Did I tell you guys about this? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in Los Angeles, I believe it's an only in LA, but it's a lot of that like preventative physical therapy. Mm-hmm. And I learned like a lot of stretches that improve posture, help with like hip alignment, because all of these things. And I agree with you. And I think this is actually the perfect place to stop, because if you're sitting down, listening to our podcast, thanks for listening, but go outside and do some stretches and listen next week for part two.
Thanks again for listening to Black Girls Texting. Make sure to rate and review this podcast wherever you listen and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Oh, and don't forget to text every group chat you're in and tell them to check us out. Follow your girls at Black Girls Texting, and we'll see you next week. Bye.